Hi, I'm José Miguel Parrilla with Microsoft. In this video, I'll show you how to upload a SCORM package from Office Mix in PowerPoint to Azure-hosted Moodle Learning Management System. We'll do that using Docker containers, and particularly the CoreOS image available in Azure today. To do that, we'll go to the Azure Management Portal, we'll create a new virtual machine, and we'll choose CoreOS table from the gallery. Then we'll define the size of this VM, as well as the credentials and then the region where I want to run this CoreOS instance. I already have one created, and so the next step would be to download the Moodle and MySQL container images for Docker. I'm using the Hauer one for Moodle, and this one is designed to pull to connect to the CenturyLink MySQL image or any other Docker container that contains a MySQL server. So you run Docker pull and then the name of the image. In this case, it's already downloaded and the image is up to date. And you do the same for the CenturyLink image as well, which includes the MySQL container. Once you do that, the next step is running the two containers. I have the two containers running already. So as you can see, I have the Moodle container that's running the PHP application, and I'm running the MySQL container, which is running the MySQL server. They're connected, and they expose the TCP 80 port for Moodle and the 3306 TCP port for MySQL. The commands to do that, because they need to be linked, are going to be available in the description of this video, but I'll explain them here. So for the CenturyLink MySQL image, we're going to give it a name. In this case, for example, DV, DV2, because I already have one container created. We're gonna expose it port TCP 3306, and then I'm gonna create a MySQL database name Moodle, MySQL username Moodle with password Moodle. So this is just so the CenturyLink initialization scripts create the database for me, and I don't have to run a MySQL client against it and do it again. So that would be for the database, and this is gonna create an empty MySQL database. The next command is gonna be the Moodle one. Again, I'm going to create a container. I'm going to name it Moodle. I'm going to link it to the image, to the container that I created previously. In this case, the one that's running is called DV. In the second case, the one that I created is called DV2. So it doesn't matter how you call your name, or even if you don't give it any name, you have to run Docker PS to see what the assigned name is. And the important part is what's after the colon, that uppercase DV, because that's where the installed Moodle is going to try and reach the database. And then finally, I'm going to give you the URL where I expect to have running my Moodle application, and then I'm going to expose the port 80. So after you do this, when you browse to this address, you'll get the initialization parts of the Moodle application. So that means it's going to start the setup is going to run all the internals for MySQL database initialization, and then you're going to ask for a password for Moodle password, and you'll end up with something like this. This is a sample Moodle site that I already created, and this is running on containers. Again, if you run Docker PS, you'll see the two containers running. So I already have Moodle here. I have created a course, and then in this course, after you log in, you'll be able to start creating resources, uploading resources. So let's do that. I have already created one here, but let's do it with a different one. So I'm going to do a Bing search for ODP, that's Open Document Presentation Format from the LibreOffice open source Office Suite. And I'm going to search for Creative Commons. So I'm just trying to search for some presentations that are Creative Commons licensed. There's this one, Management of Electronic Records. I'll click there. Firefox is opening that with PowerPoint. That's fine. PowerPoint opens LibreOffice formats. And then I'm going to use Office Mix. So Office Mix is additional functionality added on top of PowerPoint that is designed for authoring, particularly for education and instructional content. So I'm going to do some slide recording. Essentially, what this does is it allows me to go through my slides, but then use annotations, etc. And then that I can upload to Mix. If I don't want to upload it to Mix or export it to video, I can also use the export to SCORM function. And this will export all the videos, all the slides, etc., into a single zip file, which I can upload to Moodle. The way to do that is if you go to your Moodle site and you turn editing on, Then you'll be able to include this in one of your sections of your course. For example, add an activity or resource here. Then we'll choose a SCORM package. I'm gonna say add. If you have already uploaded, like I did, your content, you'll be able to see it here. For example, in files. If not, you can drag and drop your file and add it here. So I'll put it side by side with my Explorer, and I'm just gonna drag and drop this here. This is the zip file that's created by Office Mix in PowerPoint. And then I'm gonna name it. I'm gonna say Creative Commons San Francisco content, and then this is from Bing.com. And scroll down all the way down, and then I'm gonna do save and display. So this is gonna enable the SCORM package as part of my course. I'm gonna be able to consume it right away. It has been created inside of PowerPoint using Office Mix and exported as a SCORM package, which is an open standard for learning content. And this is all running in Docker containers that are on top of CoreOS running on Azure. If you want to upload bigger files, you need to make sure your PHP.ini file it's allows for bigger uploads. In this case, it's a close to 10 meg file. And you also have to make sure if you're gonna upload a bunch of this that your storage is also performant, especially if you're running several different Moodle instances as part of your container-based deployment. Once the content is deployed, you'll see it. It's gonna look something like this, and then you can enter the content. And then once this already has a player, and once it's deployed, it'll essentially walk you through all the slides with your annotations exactly as you did it in your PowerPoint Office Mix deployment. So this is the first part, just a very quick way of running a learning management system, an open source learning management system in the cloud, and connected with a great authoring experience based in PowerPoint using Office Mix. In future videos, we'll explore Office 365 integration.